This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Our story for today begs the Shakespearean question, what's in a name? As we look at the colorful history of Mobiti, Texas.
The history of the High Plains is rich with town stories, yarns about town sites, ghost towns, boundary wars, and the naming of towns. Perhaps one of the richest legends involves Mobiti, Texas, which can boast an impressive list of firsts in the history books. First established town in the Texas Panhandle, first post office, first courthouse, first judicial system and jail, first school. The list is extensive and includes first reported tornado in the Texas Panhandle, a killer storm that took seven lives in 1898. Indeed, the town of Mobiti, now often listed as a ghost town, is still considered the mother city of the Panhandle. The naming of Mobiti is a legend in itself. The town developed in 1875 from a buffalo hunter's camp, which was known as a hide town because the residents used buffalo hides in the construction of their dwellings. When nearby Fort Elliott was established, the supply store of the camp grew to a full-size trading post, and the town, located at the southern end of the military road, moved a little closer to the fort and began to grow. As the population developed, it was agreed that the eligible voters petition the state to become a county. Since the town had been located on the Sweetwater Creek, and since it had previously been nicknamed Sweetwater City, or Sweet Town, it was decided that Sweetwater would be the perfect name for the miniature metropolis. But a post office application was denied, citing the fact that there already was a Sweetwater, Texas, and it could not be duplicated. A search for another name began in earnest. One legend is that an Indian scout at Fort Elliott told the court that the Indian word for Sweetwater was Mobiti. However, it was later discovered that there are many dialects and much sign language in the many Native American tongues, and that the word Mobiti might also mean buffalo dung. The most likely version of the naming of the county seat comes from Emanuel Dubbs, the first county judge, who stated in his memoirs that at the first county commissioners' court meeting, they received word that Sweetwater was taken by a town further south in Nolan County. Commissioner Williams, who spoke Cheyenne, told the court that Mobiti was the Cheyenne word for Sweetwater. The name stuck and Mobiti thrived until the fort closed in 1990. The town was destroyed by the 1898 tornado. A countywide election moved the county seat to Wheeler in 1906, and the railroad bypassed the town by 2 miles. The post office and most of the businesses moved to the railroad, causing yet another name change as the town of New Mobiti left Old Mobiti behind. Thanks to the Old Mobiti Texas Association and the Texas State Historical Association providing materials for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Bobby Hill in Mobiti, Texas.
If you've heard any good stories lately, why not consider our High Plains History series as a way to pass them on? We're always on the lookout for interesting people, places, or events that help to make the Great Plains great. Send your knowledge of historical happenings to our regional programming staff through our website at hppr.org, or give us a call at 1-800-678-7444.